Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Jesus is dreading what lies ahead, not looking behind, but looking ahead. He wishes that the fire had already been burnt. He's distressed until his bloody baptism is completed. This passage reminds us of Jesus' words, "Now is my soul troubled. And what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour? But for this purpose I have come to this hour." It reminds us of Gethsemane, when Jesus' soul was overwhelmed with sorrow and he prayed that the cup be taken from him. He was full of dread and yet determined, "Your will be done." In today's text, Jesus dreads the fire and the bloody baptism, his suffering, crucifixion, and death. Not only because of the physical torments, not only because he would have to endure the wrath of God, but also because of one of the side effects of the gospel: division. It's not the fault of the gospel, for the gospel is peace. It's the fault of sin. It's the fault of sin that Jesus' death causes painful divisions. Ironic but true. The gospel of peace brings division. Oh, it's true what Isaiah says. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. And on the night of his birth, the angels sang, "Glory to God in the highest and peace on earth." The night when he was betrayed, he said to his disciples, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives to you, do I give to you." And on the night of Easter, Jesus really meant it when he said to his disciples, "Peace be with you." Jesus gives us a peace that the world cannot give, a peace that surpasses all understanding. This peace is between God and man. It's a peace in believers' hearts. It's the peace of knowing that our sins are forgiven. Some would expect the gospel to give world peace, a utopia on earth. Some expect a millennial kingdom on earth. But that will never happen because of sin. Because of sin, Jesus divides like nothing else, even more than politics. Some will believe, and some will refuse. Ever since the fall into sin, there has been division in the world. The great theologian Billy Joel had it right. "We didn't start the fire, it was always burning since the world's been turning." Adam and Eve were divided from God and each other. Cain and Abel were divided. Think of the division between the believers and the unbelievers in the days of Noah. Think of Sodom and Gomorrah. Think of the children of Israel and Pharaoh. Think of all the prophets. They spoke God's word, and people were divided. Some believed, some refused. The same is true throughout the New Testament. Whenever Jesus preached, people were divided. Some believed and some rejected the good news. Even the thieves on the cross on each side of Jesus were divided. One repented and was saved, the other refused. Jesus' entire ministry brought division, especially between the scribes and the Pharisees who rejected his teaching and the tax collectors, prostitutes, and sinners who received in faith. So that's why Jesus says, "I came to cast fire on the earth, and would that it were already kindled. That fire, it was fueled when Jesus died on the cross, and it's been burning ever since, and it goes on and on and on and on. Jesus didn't want division and strife. He said, I wish that were already kindled. I wish they were already over. Jesus wished that the fire had already been burnt and the baptism had already been finished. Ever since Jesus was baptized with water, and now he is baptized with fire, his crucifixion and death, he couldn't wait for the words, "It is finished." Dreads the cross and the division that will come, but he doesn't shrink from the cross. He's determined. One of the most painful effects of the gospel is division in the family. Jesus gives an example of a family of five, a father, mother, daughter, married son, and his wife. There were two against three and three against two. Some believed in Jesus, some didn't. No one was neutral. Nothing divides a family like the gospel. You know, few families have the blessing of all being together, united in Christ. If that's your family, rejoice. But all of us have felt the pain of division. All of us have loved ones, a mother, father, sister, brother, aunt, uncle, cousin. All of us have a loved one who is, by all appearances, outside the faith. Take comfort. You who struggle and doubt because of division, Jesus knows your pain. He knew all the division about family, and you don't stand alone. Once Jesus' mother and brothers had come where he was teaching to take charge of him, they were saying that he was out of his mind. And it seems that much of his own family rejected him until after the resurrection. But that didn't stop Jesus from going to the cross. Jesus knows all about division. Our lesson says they will be divided. Father against son and son against father. Well, that is exactly what happened at the cross, isn't it? The father was divided against the son. The father forsook Jesus. Not because the son did any wrong himself, but he bore our wrongs. Our sin divided the father and the son. And the Son was cut off from the Father, that we might be forever reconciled to God. So how do you deal with this division? Remember that Jesus knows your sadness. He was tempted in every way that you are, yet was without sin. He was persecuted within his own family and hometown. And he comforts you. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart. I have overcome the world. Keep on witnessing to your loved ones. Not in an obnoxious way, but gently. Keep praying for them. Keep hearing the word. Keep receiving the sacrament. God will strengthen your faith through all of these trials. If you find no support in your earthly family, then believers have a family right here in the church. The time is coming soon when the last day of great division will take place publicly on Judgment Day. Jesus will divide the sheep from the goats, believers on his right, unbelievers on his left. Then those who have courageously confessed the faith, even to their unbelieving families, will be confessed by Jesus to his Father. Everyone who acknowledges me before men, I will also acknowledge before my Father who is in heaven. Take heart. In heaven, there will be no more division, but perfect peace. Amen. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Amen.